This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Nick Jansen. In early December, the Department of Environmental Quality released their annual report. Much of the report focused on Louisiana's air quality, in particular, ozone. Here's Vivian Oquan, a senior staff scientist at DEQ.
It's the saying, ozone's good up high and bad nearby.
In the stratosphere, the ozone layer protects us from the sun's UV rays. But down here, ozone can be a lung irritant.
The Baton Rouge area is still designated as non-attainment by EPA.
Non-attainment means that Baton Rouge's ozone levels are higher than what the EPA deems safe.
Although our monitors have been reading attainment of the standards since December 31st, 2013. Because once you're in non-attainment, you always have that moniker.
Instead of being emitted, ozone is formed when nitrogen oxides and volatile organic compounds, like car exhaust, react in the presence of sunlight. Oquan says there are several things individuals can do to reduce ozone-forming emissions.
My biggest soapbox is don't go through the drive-in lines. The whole time you're waiting in line, your car is producing emissions.
Baton Rouge's air quality is actually the best it's ever been, according to Oquan. But there's still more work to be done. Greg Langley is DEQ's press secretary. He says the annual report is an important way to engage with the community and get a little bit of help.
We do a lot of outreach to get the public involved to help us, because there's not enough of us to take care of all the problems. We need a little help. And the law itself is not enough. I mean, we have to go above and beyond to get Louisiana's environment as clean as we want it. And we want it as clean as it possibly can be.
For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Nick Jansen.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazile, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.